Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Squire Best of the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Cazera is here, too. Greg is a great member of our Brain Trust. Been hanging out with us now for a long time. He is an engineer and an environmentalist with many years of experience in the energy industry, oil and gas, natural gas, that kind of thing. He's past president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association. He's working really hard on getting people informed on what's going on in this energy revolution, really, that's happening, and reemergence of the United States as an energy producer, and some of the unique and unprecedented things that are happening in the United States that are benefiting you and me. Greg Cazera, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, let's have a good one together. What do you think?
Amen. I think we're off to a good start.
So what's the news?
Oh, I'll tell you what. This is so awesome because, you know, I've talked to your listeners before. If you took northern West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maine country, we're the number three natural gas producer on planet Earth.
The Shale Crescent.
Shale Crescent. But here's what's different. Since I talked to you, Shale Crescent has gone into, our role at Shale Crescent is to bring industry into that region. And we were doing a lot of marketing because nobody knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in sales, Jim. And you know, a lot of people don't understand marketing, but every one of your listeners understands sales because not sales.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a small business.
So let me see if I got this straight. Now, you've been with me almost for several years. And are you saying that all the marketing that you did is now starting to turn into business for the Shale Crescent?
Absolutely.
And you're saying that without any mention of a commission check to me or anything like that, right? Is that what you're saying? No sense of shame. You have no sense of shame, do you, Greg?
it was funny because there was when I got involved with Shale Crescent, it took 6 months and nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then you were on my show.
Come on, tell the truth.
Well, I'll tell you what, that didn't hurt us any. I'll tell you, getting the message out.
See what I have to put up with, folks. No sense of shame. No, but I love what you told us once about that's really important about how manufacturers are now moving to where the energy is. A big part of how they decide where to go is access to energy that they don't have to haul or transport or have transported.
Yeah, it's really logistics. And if you can
is that going to revitalize what we've called the Rust Belt for the last 40 years?
Yes, that's exactly. Although it's not the Rust Belt anymore now.
I know.
It's the Shale Crescent, and you know, here's the big deal. Right in my little old town, Elkview, West Virginia, just in the last year, they've hired 20 engineers, and you know, it's very quiet because these guys aren't making a big deal out of this thing. Hired 20 engineers, brought in a regional business development manager. Was in Philadelphia. They brought the guy left the company. The new guy is here in Elkview. But, you know, you put 21 people like that, and then they've hired some other technicians or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in a small town like Elkview, I think we got 1,500 people.
Those are real jobs.
Yeah.
Good job.
And these are young people. These are young people that are buying homes.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating at restaurants and all those things.
This is the expansion of the energy industry in ways that we didn't have. This was dormant. This was dormant opportunity 10 years ago, 5 years or even wasn't it?
Oh, just, yeah, even 5 years ago. We were, how would you say, crying the blues, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's happened so very quietly. And we're seeing, matter of fact, it was one of the challenges that one guy, my neighbor down here is a banker, and he said, you know, when we were interviewing these folks from out of state, he said one of the challenges we had, we hadn't thought about it, is they said, well, there to do in West Virginia? I mean, they, you know, they was like, you know, why should we come there? And he said, we had to think about that. And I said, well, geez, Brian, we got whitewater rafting, we got downhill skiing, we got all, you know, you fish, you got all these lakes. And your commute, if you're in Elkview, you know, picture this, Jim, because I've lived in Pittsburgh, I've lived in big cities, but I've been to them. But the commute from my house to where his office is about 6 minutes.
Yeah, that makes a big difference for a lot of these folks. But let me ask you a question. What is the, what, in terms of fracking, because all of this new, this explosion, this energy independence that America is achieving right now, has achieved for the first time in our history, is the, most of this is a result of the new mining techniques, in especially fracking, right?
Well, yeah, of course, we've fracked for 70-plus years now. We've been drilling horizontal wells for 40, 50 years. But you are spot on. It's the ability of us to put those two technologies together and to drill down. Because, you know, it's one of those things that we knew the gas was here in these shale reservoirs. We knew that. That was kind of that was where the gas came from for some of the shallow reservoirs. Mm-hmm. So we knew the gas there. We just didn't know how to get it out. And now when you can drill down 8,000 to 10,000 feet under your feet, straight down, and then turn that drill bit and go out 2 to 3 miles and frack that several hundred times, you make that one little 5.5-inch piece of pipe becomes a world-class well.
Give me a report. Give us a report on where we are on LNG and the stations on the coast. Are we improving? Are we making progress so we can export liquid natural gas?
We absolutely are. Matter of fact, just in the last year, in this part of the world, Cove Point, Maryland, is shipping natural gas to India and Japan.
Right.
That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. And we're just in the beginning stages of this right now, aren't we?
We really are. And you know, but here's the bizarre thing, because that could go both ways. Because what happened is, you know, our Governor Cuomo in New York doesn't like pipelines.
Right.
So the shale gas can't get to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But last winter, when it was so cold, they actually bought shale gas. No, it wasn't shale gas. It was Russian gas. But they had several loads of LNG come in from Russia, of all places, to Boston Harbor.
Huh.
At $100 an MCF, we pay about 3 or 4.
Right.
So
that dog won't hunt. Hold on to that thought. Greg Kucera and I will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.